systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 24, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
Thank you so much for checking out the Monday evening podcast. This is episode number 14.
14.
14.
Awesome.
Also, what else is 14? The age of all the little whores around here that,
yeah,
if
that
you mess
too.
With, you'll,
oh,
go,
no, they
to
get
jail.
Even younger.
Right. How was your last couple days?
Pretty good, other than the scary yesterday.
The scary yesterday, yeah. Well, like we promised, we did go.
Did we promise?
Kind of. Oh,
all right.
We went to church on Sunday. We picked one, and we picked the one that we've been talking about, which was the... what's it called?
Fresh Life Church
down there at the Strand. And they actually have a podcast and a video cast and all
podcast,
this.
The podcast is just a recording of the whole
thing,
sermon, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. But they put it up there like it's a podcast and all that shit. So
subscribe to them on iTunes.
Subscribe to them and leave them a nasty review. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Actually, if you're going to write a review, write one for us and make it good. So yeah. Oh, it was interesting. Before we get into that, I just had a couple things here. I was delivering today, and again, the old fucking people, but this happened to be at a church also. It doesn't matter if I say which one, does it?
I don't think so. It's not like...
Yeah, well, so I was at the Christian Center, and I'm fucking bringing in this water, and this old guy comes up, and he's, like, going in the office where I'm going, and he looks at me, he's like, "Are you bringing in the jugs with handles for these old ladies?" And I look at him, I'm like, "Nope, suck it." I didn't say
nope.
Suck it, but it just, it, oh, I was like,
should
dude,
have.
If they can handle the normal jugs, just leave it the fuck alone. And this guy, I mean, you would think he would do the gentlemanly thing and change the jugs for him.
Right.
He's like, "Oh, they can't carry the ones without them.
Why don't you do it for them?"
Then do it for them, or I'm sure there's somebody that's not fucking on their deathbed that works there that can fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shift through my truck just to find a fucking jug with a handle on it so you can fucking... I mean, if they tip me, I would maybe think about it. But,
or if they went out there and got it themselves.
Right, well, yeah. If they did that, fuck, I'd be out of a job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but before I went there, so that was that story. And before I went there, I go to Sykes like I usually do every morning, and I fucking get my shit, and, I'm walking out, and there's this old lady sitting in the lobby, speaking of old people, and she looks at me, and she's like, "Do you have a car?" And I was like, yeah. And she's like, "Can you give me a ride to Walmart?" And I was like, no.
Did you not even know her?
No, just some random fucking old lady there.
Wow.
Like, she, "I need a ride to Walmart to get my feminine douche." And I was like,
you know that's what she was
going
to do.
You know that's
to.
Exactly. She was probably going to meet someone there to buy some fucking meth or something. It was fucking stupid, and, oh, that just pissed me off first thing in the morning. And then I get to the Christian Center, and that guy, and, after that, I fucking just, I was okay. I just kind of ignored everybody else and went on with my day. Exactly. So, should we get into the Fresh Life Church Easter service
here? Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, I basically just wrote down some notes about what we experienced there. So, first one was that they do podcast their sermons, video and audio, which is kind of creepy. I mean, if you think about, you're sitting there watching a sermon, or you're basically watching a video of people watching the preacher preach. It
right.
just seems weird. It's like almost eavesdropping, I guess. I don't know.
That way the geeks don't have to go to church.
Yeah, right? They're like, "Oh, it's just the same if we sit here and watch it." No, it's not the fucking same. Just like my dad, when he was like going to church and shit, sometimes he would stay home because football, and he
right.
was like, "The Lord's here with me watching football." It's like, okay, if that shit shit does happen to be real and exists, I would love to be there when you tell him that.
Right.
So, why weren't you in church? Oh, dude, I totally thought you were there at my house watching football. I was giving you beers and everything.
It's like, no, you're just crazy.
Yeah, and there's hell. Enjoy.
Yep. Have fun.
Okay, their first song, like when we first went there, did they play music first, or did the guy come up and give the announcements first?
When we first went in there, there was a band that started playing. And
okay.
they played,
and
like,
then the guy gave the announcements,
right? They played
right?
like one or two songs, and then
right.
the
okay.
guy
so
with the crutches walked
the
up.
The first song they played, it kind of went like, in a dark world, we lift the bread and wine. And now, I was thinking about that, and it kind of dawned on me, like, in a dark world, if you lift the bread and wine, you're just going to be big, fat, drunk fuckers. So,
well, that's how everyone is.
So, but are they talking about, like, the literal sense of bread and wine, or the theologic sense of this is the body and blood of Christ? Because if you take it
that
way, it's even creepier. And when it's dark, we eat flesh and blood. I mean, I don't know.
That's
the
probably
whole,
it.
The whole church thing is just fucking weird.
Yeah, everything about church is pretty creepy.
And yeah, so let's see. The next note was, is it God's plan or ours that church should be like a concert? Like, do we just not have attention spans anymore that if you do believe in that and you go to church, you have to be entertained like it's a concert? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was weird because I wasn't used to that. I grew up in, like, a normal Lutheran, like, everything was proper. They did the communion. Everyone got confirmed and all that stupid shit. So,
I think it's just different from church to church kind of thing.
But when did they start making it, like, a? I mean, they had, like, full lights set up. They had, I mean, it was like a concert, you know?
Right.
Except with shitty Christian music. I don't know.
It was a very bad concert.
Yeah. And they, one of the things they said that kind of stuck with me was that you need tools to walk with the Lord. So, I don't know.
I
like,
guess
you need tools, and if you give us money, we will give you those tools.
Right,
type
you gotta pay them to teach, so
right.
they'll teach you to, you know, walk with the Lord.
Yeah, because
you
don't know how.
Yeah,
right. But giving them money will.
Yeah, give us a few $100, and we'll teach you how
to
walk
with
them.
Yeah, we'll buy ourselves a nice Land Rover.
Range Rover.
Was that what
it was?
It
was a Range Rover. I was looking that thing up at the end,
but let's see. Yeah, the tools. They used the phrase "get plugged in" a lot, which seemed really fucking weird.
Is this the Matrix or something?
I know. They're like, you know, you can come down here and talk to us and get plugged in, or we'll show you how to get plugged in. It's like, I don't want to get plugged into anything.
And another
like
thing that.
That
was different was the like preacher guy was a lot younger than most of them are.
Yeah, that
he
was
like
weird.
That's why all the kids were totally into him, because he was all new and hip,
right,
and saying rad and stuff like
that. He was cracking jokes and shit.
Right.
And, oh, God.
He was a cool guy.
This guy could have wrote for the Flathead Beacon. How many bad fucking puns. I must have turned
man.
To Braden like four or five times and did a quiet little... yeah, get plugged in. Oh, okay, they have a big screen on there that they would show the what songs they were singing, like Follow the Bouncing Ball.
Yeah, they
and then once
the
in a while, there would be this little message across the screen that said something like, child number 4, in parentheses,
their
Hezekiah.
Name. Yeah, whatever
your
name was.
The parents of child number 4, parenthesis, Hezekiah, parenthesis, please report to the nursery. Like,
yeah.
They were having problems getting their kids plugged in or something.
Right. I know. It was pretty creepy, though. That happened like 2 or 3
right.
times,
I mean,
you'd think
the name would be enough, but it was like child number 4.
Yeah, it's
that,
like
that just
they're
seemed
numbered?
Really weird.
Yeah, if it just said their name, I wouldn't really think anything of it. They're just like a kid that was
in
the nursery.
Maybe he dumped his pants or something, and
right.
God, you know, was busy, so he couldn't help, of
but
course.
But they have them all categorized and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Numbered
in the files.
And barcoded and shit, I'm
right.
sure. That's creepy.
Scary.
The other thing I noticed, the lady that was doing the backup singing
right.
when the band was up there singing, she was sitting up in the balcony with us, and every time the preacher made a point or brought up like how God is good and all this shit, she would moan like she was having sex with God. I'm not even fucking kidding. I looked at Braden, I was like, dude, do you hear this? She was, okay, here, do a preach, and I'll show you.
I don't think
like.
I can preach.
Just say...
God is great.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, oh God, I want you deep. Oh, God, that's exactly what the fuck she was doing. It was weird.
Yeah, exactly,
fucking
too.
Fucking weird. And it's really fucking weird when these people, like, stand up and start raising their hands.
Right,
and, like
yeah.
they're feeling God. It's
got
like,
their eyes
this
closed.
This is all made up, people. Wake up. Get unplugged. It's in your fucking head. Why? Oh, God. Let's see. The guy had lots of jokes. He was the cool, fun guy. He had, I guess, broke his femur snowmobiling
he broke
or something.
Femur.
Right when he said that, I was like, oh, where was God then, smart guy?
Right.
Oh, man. And it kind of felt like they knew we didn't belong there.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they always mention, like, you know, all the atheists or agnostics or whatever. It's like, whoa, they know we're here.
Well, yeah, I was like, really? Did you guys get my RSVP or what?
They were listening to the show.
And then at the very end, they had the band come up and play. And he said something like, if anyone is here that needs to give themselves to the Lord, come up in the front. We'll wait. And
well, first he asked people to raise their hand. And like, do you want to give yourself to the Lord?
Oh, right.
And
to
they'd
be
raise
blessed.
Their hand and be like, God bless you.
God bless you. Like, it was
anyone
like
else?
A bunch of people sneezing. Yeah.
God bless you.
And then people would raise their hands and he would point to them. And then he had all those people that raised their hands come up to the front.
Right.
And he was trying to get more people. And it totally reminded me of a high pressure sale at a timeshare. Like, they bring in their closing guy and he narrows down everything. He's like, so what will stop you from buying this? And you tell him and he's like, all right, well, that's fixed. So now what? And then you feel pressured into buying it because he's made you feel like you have no more excuses. And that's totally like what they were doing.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what they do. They brainwash you and make you feel comfortable and good and like kind of guilt trip you a little bit into
going
and
doing it. It's like you don't want to go to hell, do you?
Yeah, you better
do
it then.
Yeah, so that was just really weird. So after that happened, they like led all the people that were in the front out to get their What Now kits.
Remember that one kid? Because you got to keep in mind, we got to mention that everyone who walked up front, which I'd say there was about 12 to 14 people, they were all kids pretty much.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, they were all teenagers or younger, and one of them was standing like over to the left of the stage, and he had his head down the whole time.
Yeah, like he was almost crying
or
something.
It looked like he kind of was. I could see him shaking, and then these two women just kind of walk up to him and like put their arms on his shoulders and just like touch him. It was weird.
Yeah, that was
for a while
really weird.
Too, and he just kept like fucking
lots
shaking.
Of weird touchy. Another weird thing was in the beginning they were like, okay, we'll take this opportunity now to go ahead and stand up and look around and introduce yourself to someone if you don't know him. And me and Braden just sat there like, no fucking way.
They stood up a lot of different times.
Yeah,
and
we sat the whole time. I was trying to make notes and shit.
I bet it looked so fucking obvious because we're sitting
right
in the middle
in
of the balcony
middle,
and there's people all around us just standing up and just see us just
praising God. We're sitting
with
there
with our fucking elbows on the armrest and our hand in front of our mouth,
looking behind over my shoulder, making sure there's no one coming with a black bag over my head or something.
And you had that book in front of you were writing into.
Yeah,
the
I was
time.
Trying to keep it so that no one would look over my shoulder and write and read like all this shit I was writing about.
Don't worry,
church,
we're just with the Church Review.
Yeah, we're with the Church Review. That's what I'm going to tell if anyone ever asks what we're doing there.
Right,
we're with the Church Review. We're going around the valley reviewing different churches. So, yeah, after the people got up front, they were led out to go get their What Now kit. It's something that this Levi Lusco is the name of the pastor. So I don't know if any of you guys know who that is by some weird chance of fate and have any info on us. Let us know who this guy is because
he's fucking weird.
This place seems like a cult.
Church
was just over the top. Maybe it was because neither of us had been to church in so long.
Right.
But it was weird. So
and it was kind of different than most churches.
Yeah.
Too.
So he's like, all right. Now you've given yourself to the Lord, you might be asking yourself, what now? Well, we made a What Now clit. Kit.
What Now clit.
Clever fucking name, What Now. And he's like, so all of you follow Mr. Fat Pedo Announcer Guy.
And then they had a valet at the door.
Yeah, well, holding the doors open. But
there was that other creepy old guy that stood over there kind of by the stage with the uniform on and
the
name tag.
Usher. Like, he worked there back when it was a movie theater.
Yeah.
They they just
kind of
him...
looked like he had that suit on.
They let him keep his job.
Quit bumping your pop filter.
I'm sorry, guys.
I kept hitting him with my chin earlier.
So we go outside and we hustle back over to the car. Right as we get in the car, we see the pastor, Levi Lusco, and the big fat pedophile looking guy
yeah,
with
and
the
then
greasy
some other
hair
guy
that
too.
Gave the announcements. And yeah, and another guy. Getting out and going to this fucking Range Rover. Like, brand new
yeah.
fucking, what, $70,000, $80,000
yeah.
vehicle?
Yeah, it had, like, fucking nice rims on it and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, I mean, this was a
oh,
nice
wow.
car. You would expect, like,
I
don't know.
It's a rapper would
rich,
be driving this thing.
Well, yeah, it wasn't no Escalade, but yeah, it was still. A nice $70,000 vehicle at least. And they all get into this thing, and throughout the whole service, they're like, we have wooden boxes all over. You know, feel free to put in any prayer requests, any tithing,
donations,
anything you want to give to the church so we can put gas in our $80,000 fucking Range Rover. Feel free to give, and we'll pray
totally
for you.
That's totally where that money goes.
Oh, yeah.
Churches and, make so much
money. Well, yeah,
money.
I mean, most normal churches, like most normal denominations have a thing called tithing, and basically
right.
you're supposed to go through your income, and then you take 10% of your gross or your net, I forget which it is, and that's what you're supposed to give every Sunday.
Wow.
10%. Yeah, no shit, they're fucking rich.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I can, it's so fucking weird. And yeah, that was that. I believe next Sunday we're gonna go back to where I went to school, over to Trinity Lutheran Church, and we're gonna sit in on
yeah.
one of those services. That's more of the longer, boring, drawn out, basic Lutheran service.
Right.
So
this one went on for a couple hours, didn't it?
Yeah, it seemed like
two
it.
Or three
Once
hours.
Once we got in there and everyone got seated,
right.
everyone was kind of having fellowship, as you can call it, talking bullshit and whatever. There were some pretty ladies there, and
yeah,
if
I agree.
Thought it might work to kind of get them away from the Lord, I might have, I don't know what
Made
I would have done.
Moves.
Yeah, probably not.
I
right?
don't know. How do you pick up a fucking Bible thumper chick? I've never tried
you
it.
You tell her that you're having
careful.
Bible study at yep. your house, and then you drug her drink.
Right. Roofies.
Right. And you say that that is the body and blood of... Dude! What are you doing? Still?
Wow.
Wow. Travis just came in, and he's working still. What fucking time is it, dude? 7 o'clock?
That's a bummer.
No shit. Well, I guess that's all I had about the church. Do you want, yeah. have anything else you wanted to say about the church?
I don't know. I just thought...
Fuck the church.
I thought it was kind of weird that we happened to be parked right next to the,
right
the
where
pastor
the,
guy.
The pastor and his yeah. Range Rover. That's fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
And that was about it. So, yeah, you want to do some news?
Do some news.
Do some news.
Yeah, we going to Rochambeau for it?
Here in a minute. All right. Let's Rochambeau for it, right?
All right.
One, two, three.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
it.
You fucker.
Oh.
You motherfucker. Destroyed.
Oh.
All right, go first.
All right.
What do you got for us? Do some news.
See. Wilmer, Texas, a registered sex offender who was arrested after arranging sex with whom he thought was a 15-year-old girl on the internet.
Ooh,
wow. He
busted.
Is running for mayor of his small town.
Do you think his small town knows what happened?
Oh,
I mean, sure.
They kind of have to.
When you first move in, he's like, hi, I just moved in down the street. I'm a registered sex offender,
yeah.
and I'm also running for mayor.
I mean,
I
they
get
must,
your vote or your daughter's
they
vote?
They must know if it says registered sex offender runs for mayor.
Right.
I
well,
mean,
yeah, not everyone looks at the
True.
Registry, but you being the good pedophile that you are supposed to go to all of your neighbors and say, hey, I got popped for touching little kids' things, and I live here now.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Just so you know.
You think
keep your kids away from
you
me.
You think that's his platform that he's running on?
What, that? Right
yeah.
there? I don't
more,
know. It's not
more
kid
touching. Rah, rah, rah.
James Brian Slitter.
Slider?
Slider, Slitter.
Sliders are bad, huh? Isn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, no, that was Dayson. Never mind.
Oh.
But he was related to them, I thought.
I don't know.
Yeah.
42 said he is sorry and needs to prove he can be an asset to a suburban Dallas community 4 years after he arrived at a home where police waited for him instead of a teenager.
Boo.
So it was like How to Catch a Predator.
Oh my God, it's Chris Hansen.
I'm Chris Hansen.
So what are you doing here?
What are you doing?
Just being stupid,
take
I guess.
Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah, no, not the actual show. I just saw the South Park episode.
You should watch it.
Is it just like that?
Chris Hansen is just like it. Like, the dude will walk in the house, and Chris Hansen's in the kitchen, and he's like...
The girl's like, I'm going to go get some cookies. Right, right. And he's like, want to have a seat? And he's like, oh, yeah.
The girl always answers the door and is like, okay, I'm going to go finish doing my laundry.
It's probably Chris's daughter or something.
Probably. Like, anyway, right. He always goes into the kitchen, and Chris Hansen's sitting there, and he's like, here, take a seat. Have a seat. Just take a seat right over there. And then he's always like, so... What are you doing here?
Just being stupid, I guess.
It's perfect.
Well, we're going to let you leave.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, just go ahead and walk right out that front door.
Okay, thank you.
And they get out, and the fucking cops are there. Everybody on the ground now!
Yeah, I'm all against the fucking, you know...
Kid touching. Yes or no? No.
Yeah, no. But that's pretty fucked up. That's totally entrapment that they're doing that.
Luring them in?
Yeah.
Just faking it, going on the internet. And, like,
but you got to figure, it's entrapment. If it wasn't for you doing that, would the person still have done it? And in that case, yeah, the person still would have done it.
Right.
So it's not, I don't know.
I don't know.
Unless you have, like, a bunch of little 14-year-old girls on your payroll to, like, have, you know, typing IM smiley face roller coasters and all that shit, then, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Stupid people. You get a fucking date or use the internet's vast plethora of porn. Don't do that, you idiots. Wow.
Oh, this is an article I didn't print out, but it was pretty boring, but it was kind of interesting. I guess the FBI is putting up fake hyperlinks on the internet for, like, bestiality and, like,
well, bestiality is still legal, isn't it?
No, that's legal. I mean, illegal.
Really?
Rather. Yeah, that's illegal.
No, I don't think bestiality pictures and shit are. I think actually caught fucking a horse and shit,
yeah,
they might, unless it's your horse.
If it's yours, is it okay?
I guess.
I own it, so I can fuck it.
I would open up a farm and just whore out all the animals.
Wow.
I wouldn't fucking, like, use them for whatever normal farmers use them for. They would just be, like, my stable, literally.
Anyway, they're setting up these hyperlinks to, like, you know, 15-year-olds or whatever's illegal.
Right, and then whoever clicks on it.
Yeah, you click on it, and it goes to, like, just a fake sound clip or something, and then the FBI will actually show up at your house.
Like, the next day?
Yeah, when I don't know when, but they'll actually
come. Well, when did they show up at your house?
Point.
Good point there.
Uh-huh, you seem to know an awful lot about it.
Yeah, right. Oh, I just read the article. Fuck you.
Uh-huh.
Here's a quote. People need to realize that people make mistakes, and they need to look past those mistakes and forgive and move on.
No, hold on. Wait a sec. Okay, see, I'm not burping anymore into the mic. You make mistakes, you're late for work, or you lose your keys. You don't, oops, I accidentally fucked a little kid.
Yeah,
you
I'm
don't...
sure if you go out and do that, you want to do it. It's
yeah,
not a mistake,
it's not
you
like,
wanted to.
Oops, I was buying her ice cream, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, she was on my nuts. I don't know what happened.
I didn't mean to
it
fuck
was
the 15-year-old, you know?
Yeah, that's
I didn't
not
want
an
to,
a-
I just
that's
happened.
That's not a mistake you make.
Right.
That, fucking people.
Yeah.
Sick fucking people.
Just trying
people.
To get out of it.
It's shit like this that makes me not want to consider myself a human with the rest of you fucking pervs.
Right.
You know, it's embarrassing almost. It's like when you hear, like, just really awful music and you yourself get embarrassed even though it has nothing to do. You're just so, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you
you're
mean.
Embarrassed
like when you see
for that
someone
person.
Who is just fucking stupid and you're, like, embarrassed for witnessing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel when I read this kind of shit. It's like, you guys are embarrassing me.
It's like, I can't believe you're a human and so am I.
I know. Be fucking good, proper humans. Fuck people your own fucking age. And if you can't, then don't. There's obviously a reason that you can't, obviously.
Right.
Go fuck a dog or something.
Yeah, as long as it's your dog.
Exactly. Here, and when I open up my little fucking sexy pervy farm, you can fuck one of mine.
Dude, that's not
as
a bad idea.
As long as you pay me.
I mean, it is Montana, so, you know,
well, right,
it's
but
okay.
If you think of it from
you make money.
If you think of it from the business perspective, you're not having to, like, any kind of pimp that pimps out actual prostitutes.
Right.
He's got to deal with their maintenance. And, you know, women are fucking, bitches are high maintenance,
yeah,
man.
At least
high
animals, you just got to give them a place to run around and feed
exactly.
them and shit.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You get all that money. You throw a little bit back into it for some fucking Purina puppy chow and some
right.
Alpo, and that's it, man.
Well, and if it's a legit business, you know, you got tax write-offs,
exactly.
too.
You don't have to worry about your fucking dog going, I don't feel like fucking today. I have a headache and I'm on the rag, you know?
Yeah.
take advice from a pimp named Slickback and smack that bitch.
I'm a pimp named Slickback.
I love that.
That one
shit.
Was awesome.
I was watching that last
night. It's like,
night.
No, say the whole thing.
A pimp named
Slickback.
You don't need the mister.
Yeah. Slider was charged with attempting to commit sexual assault of a child and was placed on 10 years probation. That's it?
I know. Throw these fucking weirdos in jail or make them join the military.
Yeah,
one
something.
Or the other.
Kill them. Just
or
anything.
Kill them. Or kill
10 years probation, what's that going to do?
Back in the day when people were sexually deviant like that, they would strap like this nasty contraption on that had a big fucking razor sharp needle thing. So if you got even half an erection, that shit was getting impaled, dude. Nowadays it's like, oh, 10 years probation, you'll be fine.
It's yeah, like, and about probation, it's easy to fucking get around it.
Oh, I'm sure. Know? I've never been on probation, but I could imagine it's not that fucking hard. I mean, people are idiots.
And if it was still like that, people would not be doing the shit as much.
Because
no guy wants his dick to get fucking
impaled.
Impaled.
Oh, God, no.
Once enough people know about that, they're going to quit doing that.
That gives
shit.
Me the willies just thinking about it.
He is eligible to run for office because he was never convicted, instead receiving deferred.
A deferred sentence?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. They never convicted him, even though they had all the evidence. Something must have happened in that investigation then.
I don't know. Because
that's fucked up, dude.
Maybe he didn't do it. Well, yeah, he obviously didn't do anything, but maybe there wasn't
he
enough
attempted
proof that he was
to.
Going
maybe
to.
Chris Hansen fucked it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Chris Hansen.
Oh, no, it's Chris Hansen.
Slitter said friends encouraged him to seek office in this town of 3,400, located just south of Dallas.
What a bunch of pedos.
Right?
That's probably like that one ring we were talking about in like episode 7 or 8. I don't know. It's been so long because we're already on episode 14 of the Jam Hole. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Wilmer Mayor Don Hudson is less supportive.
Yeah, he's like, are you guys serious?
Like, no.
No.
Quote, will a sex offender serving as mayor put a stigma on the city? You bet it will, Hudson told KTVT.
I guess if they want to make their city more popular to other pedos.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, guys, we can all move here and love children.
Yeah,
like
it's cool here.
Like God intended.
The mayor's a pedophile.
Yeah,
it's cool. We
it's
can all live
cool.
there and have sex with kids.
Oh,
and it'll
God.
Be good.
What a... Oh, my
the
God.
Election in Wilmer is May 10th.
So
we'll have to keep a lookout for the next article when
right.
this guy fucking makes
oh,
it,
wow.
right?
Maybe he'll run for president and bring some change to this fucking dump we live in.
I don't know if it'll be that great of a change,
right?
But change nonetheless
oh,
would
man.
Be something.
Well, is that it for that,
that
story?
That is that.
So, pedos running for office, yes or no?
I'm going to have to go with no.
I'm going to have to go with, as long as it's not where I live, go right ahead.
Yeah,
I don't
and,
give a shit.
You know,
if anything else, it'll just give us more stories to read.
Right, because actually, I change it to yes, because I hope he does, because I want to fucking read this article when he gets elected.
And what he does.
Right, and how it changes.
He's going to, like, cut the school age down to, like, fucking 3 years old and give him, like, mandatory long recess, and he'll be, like, the teacher there or something, and he'll have his own special
he'll
class.
He'll go visit all the little schools.
Oh,
shit.
God. Fucking creeps. You guys are fucking adults. Act like it. It's not very, oh, we have so much in common when they're 13. Yeah, I'm sure you fucking do, creep. Well, in keeping with the Easter ritual here, I have a story. Boy 15 nailed to a cross as Filipinos whip and crucify themselves in gory Good Friday ritual.
Wow.
Sounds like a Good Friday.
Sounds
huh?
pretty good to me. That's what we should have been doing.
I know, whipping and crucifying people?
Yeah,
shit.
Fucking like this mayor guy.
No
start
shit.
With him.
Start with you, bud. A 15-year-old boy has been crucified in the Philippines today in a gory ritual to mark the death of Jesus Christ.
Do they not have laws or anything over there against shit like
I don't
that?
Know. Have you
what?
Ever been to the Philippines?
Uh-uh.
Me neither. Anyone listening there,
yeah,
write us
in. Yeah, if you
in. Know. info@thejamhole.com. Let us know what it's like living in the Filipinos. Or the Philippines.
It looks
sorry,
like
I was
Filipinos.
Looking at the next sentence. Dozens of Filipinos, including the boy and an 18-year-old girl who were completely brainwashed, were nailed to crosses and scores more whipped their backs into a bloody pulp a la The Passion.
Right.
I don't believe you've seen The Passion.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yes.
I saw that movie in the theater.
Yes, as did I, and it was brutal.
It was brutal.
I don't know. Man, wow. Yeah. Roman, as the country's devout Roman Catholics mark Good Friday, the voluntary crucifixions in the northern is it?
Wait, so they want these kids wanted
volunteer,
to?
Voluntarily. Is it crucifixion if you volunteer, though?
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's kind of like...
I want to be nailed to a cross, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're kind of missing the whole point.
They must be so brainwashed to volunteer for something like that.
It kind of reminds me of, like, when I was going to Christian school, they always went on these missions to Mexico and all these third world countries spreading the word. But what they would really do is say, well, if you learn your Bible lessons, we'll give you some food to eat and maybe a vaccination or two. So these people get so caught up into it because they think it's really God giving them all these things when it's, in actuality, it's the missionary there that's giving them shit in return.
A lot of them, I bet you anything, that they don't really believe in it so much. They just want to get vaccinations and food, so they'll fucking say whatever.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if someone came to you and you were sick and dying in this third world country and was like, if you believe in UFOs, I'll give you food. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'll believe whatever the fuck you want.
I'll tell you whatever you want me to tell you as long as I get food.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of sad that you exploit people like that. I don't think that if God was real, he would appreciate
it. Yeah, I don't think God would want you
to... I don't think that's how he wants you getting followers.
Right.
Like bribery and blackmail.
If I was God, I wouldn't want followers. That shit would piss me off.
I know.
So quit fucking worshiping me.
Quit following me around.
Yeah.
God.
And plus, if I was God, I'd be kind of ashamed at the big fuck up the human race is.
I know. What did I do?
It's like, quit worshiping me. I just want to forget I ever created you motherfuckers.
Right. That's when he made Mormonism and was like, here you guys go.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
You'll kill yourselves off.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole voluntary thing, it's like it's not rape if she's willing. It's
right?
Like it's not crucifixion if you volunteered for it, retard.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to read on and see what the fucking point in doing it was anyway.
The point was right through their hands and feet.
Oh.
The voluntary crucifixions in the northern is that a point for me, or was that taking away a point for me?
I was just fucking, I don't know.
Ringing the bell.
Yeah, that was just good. I don't know if that was good enough for a point.
Okay, we'll leave that one up to judges.
Yeah.
The voluntary crucifixions in the northern Philippines were the most extreme displays of religious devotion in this mainly Catholic country, where millions are praying and fasting ahead of the Easter weekend.
I've seen more extreme.
I don't think they're fasting on purpose. They're fasting because there's nothing to eat.
Right.
Really.
They should eat the people that they're crucifying.
Fucking yeah, that's a good idea.
You should be
a missionary.
I should. Mm-hmm. Fuck, let's do it, dude. Right
I now. Will I will fully assume the missionary position.
Really? For me?
What? Oh, God. That would be pedophilia. In the small village of Katud.
Katud.
About 80 kilometers.
Drop something?
Yeah, I think I did. My fucking sense of humor.
Oh.
About 80 kilometers, 50 miles north of Manila, men cried out as nails the size of pencils were driven into their hands and feet before they were hoisted up in the scorching heat.
Yeah, how can someone volunteer for
19
that?
19 were to go through the process.
19?
19 people.
They're totally eating the shit out of them.
You know, if I was the village leader, I would...
The village
the village leader. Check this out. If I was the leader, I would announce this and be like, all right, anyone that wants to voluntarily get crucified, follow me. All those idiots that got up and followed me, boom, dead.
Shoot.
We don't need you anymore. Yeah. You're idiots. Go fucking hunt us.
It's a good test of, you know, how stupid
you are. Go bring us back some wild boar and fish, you losers. God.
Wow.
But government health and safety officials were keeping their eye on proceedings after Health Minister Francisco Duque told those planning to be crucified to ensure they have a tetanus jab and use sterilized nails.
What?
Because that's how they did it back in Christ days. They're like, okay, Christ, we're going to go ahead and sterilize these nails and this whip while we're at
it. If they're fucking crucifying them in the first place, why does it matter if they're sterilized? They're hanging on a cross.
To
they got
die.
Fucking,
the whole point of the crucifying Christ was so that he could
it's
die,
like, well,
go
won't...
into hell and do whatever it was, hang out with Satan, whatever, and then rise from the dead. That was the point.
Maybe they don't want him to die from rusty nails and that shit get into their blood and then them eat it, and then they're all
fucked. Crucifying in the metaphorical term.
Right.
Fucking people. Never mind the clear dangers to your health of crucifixion.
Yeah.
So long as the danger of infection is safely reduced. And that's what I'm saying. Reduce this infection that is religion. That's what needs to be reduced.
Yeah, that's infection that needs to be reduced.
That's right.
Because that is the fucking worst disease I've ever seen.
Ever. Cut it off, cauterize it, and move on.
Yep.
Thousands watched the spectacle in Katud, which has grown from a village production started in 1962 to a media and tourist attraction copied in other parts of the country. For hours before the crucifixions, lines of men, hooded and half-naked, Wow, sounds like a party at your house Friday night. No! Thank you. Flayed their backs. That's a point for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely a point.
Flayed their backs with, or Lance Wackerly, sorry.
That's flayed more their fitting.
Yes.
Should have said that the first time.
I know.
You've ruined it.
You should have came in with it.
I'm taking that point back now.
Hey. Flayed their backs with bamboo whips and paddles tipped with broken glass.
Oh, so it's blood, like a fraternity.
Kinda. Blood splattered over the road. The atmosphere was festive with hawkers selling beer, ice cream, and souvenir whips.
That's kind of fucked up.
Oh my god.
Souvenir whip! Woo!
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. It's like Crucifixion Day down here at the park.
Yep, it's like a holiday for them, huh?
Oh, God.
Drink some beer.
What do you guys do today? Oh, we're going to get drunk and watch a crucifixion or
right?
two or three.
That's fucked up.
Fucking A. VIPs watched from a specially elevated viewing platform.
Oh, you got to pay extra for
that. The VIPs.
Yeah.
The country's dominant Catholic Church disapproves of the crucifixions and flagellations as a misrepresentation of the faith. The spiritual dimension is totally lost, and it's entered into only because of some shows, some manifestations for other people to be satisfied with or to see.
And so this
isn't... That's some bishop said that. So isn't that what any of these fucking religious things are? They're just a fucking show?
Yeah, it's not real.
The whole fucking spiritual dimension is lost in any of this. As soon as you start giving each other presents for Christmas instead of singing happy birthday to God, as soon as you start coloring Easter eggs and hiding them instead of fucking celebrating the birth or the rebirth, the resurrection of the Lord, if you believe in that shit.
So this is completely legal over there, huh?
I guess. Apparently so. Quote, many of these penitents, those who are practicing these physical afflictions, have a shallow understanding of these practices. Wow, nice fucking sentence. Some foreigners have previously been crucified, including a Belgian nun and a Japanese man, who later allowed footage of his ordeal to be used in a... pornographic film. Bow wow chicka bow. No one has ever died during the rituals. And again, my point then,
so
it's
what's
not
the point?
A real crucifixion.
Yeah, what's the point in doing it at all other than to fucking go
to
through a bunch of
pain,
I guess.
To see what God went through? God went through it so you guys wouldn't have to. Read the fucking Bible. God.
I can't believe they're doing
that. If you want a good
bedtime
story.
That's so fucked up. It's so pointless. They're just hanging them up there, putting them through all that pain so they can experience what God went through.
If you lived in the Philippines, maybe there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, maybe.
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 So, that'll happen.
That will happen.
Some foreigners have previously blah, blah. Oh, I just read that. Over 80% of the Philippines estimated 90 million people are Catholic, and across this archipelago, this weekend will be a time for church ritual, family, and the beach. Because that's what God did after he went and got crucified. He lounged around on the beach and put a couple back, one on, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Looking at the babes.
Yeah. The fucking hot Jewish babes all covered up from head to toe.
Wow. It's their huge ass nose sticking out.
Look at those ankles. Ow!
Nice.
Filipinos infuse their Catholic faith with local superstitions, and some people avoid taking a shower or doing laundry after 3 p.m. on Good Friday.
Religion is a superstition.
That's because they're lazy, not because they're religious, you fucking hypocrites.
Well, but it's kind of a write-off. They can use it as an excuse, though.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
The health department said that those taking part in the rituals should have tetanus shots, check the condition of the whip they will use before lashing their backs, and ensure the 6-inch nails that will pierce their hands and feet have been sterilized.
I'll give one of them a 6-inch nail.
Ho! If the boys or the girls?
Girls, obviously.
Well, not so obvious. Huh?
Fuck
if
you.
I have to ask, it's not so.
I don't know.
Quote, if we can't stop flagellants, like gas,
I guess, I'm shitting.
Flagellants from whipping their own flesh, the best thing these penitents can do is ensure that their whips are clean and well maintained.
You should see flagellance is, because that's flatulence.
Flagellance with A-N-T-S. But see, the whole thing is, they're letting these people do it. That's just like saying heroin junkies. Well, they're going to do it anyway, so we might as well make sure they have clean needles and shit. And some states don't, you know?
Right.
So what's the what's better, shooting up heroin or getting crucified on a cross?
I think I'd have to go with
I think I would rather shoot up heroin
than
get crucified.
Yeah, I think I would too. At least you feel a little better.
Yeah, right? You probably wouldn't feel the cross or the fucking nails in your
hand
afterwards.
You could shoot up heroin and then get crucified.
Huh? Huh? Now I might do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fucking
right here.
Right now. Okay, where's the cross?
I don't got one.
Quote, we are not trying to go against tradition because whipping has somewhat already become some form of atonement for sins for some of us.
What?
For some of our pervy parents that like whipping little kids.
Oh, right, with belts and shit?
Yes.
That's fucked up. I hate that.
I got whooped with a belt when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and the worst thing about it was you had to go get it, so you'd try and find, like, the one that would hurt the less, and then, like, you'd come back and wham, right in the ass. Oh, that hurt. Quote, but this advice is important to make sure that no one will land in hospital due to tetanus or other infections that penitents might get in the process. You know, if you're worried about getting tetanus while being crucified, that's the least of your fucking problems.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to get crucified.
Worry about
if
how your
about
society
it.
Functions with all these fucking retards in it. That's what I'd be worried about. Maybe the Philippines needs that mayor that's a pedophile to go run for office over there. Then
right?
You guys can fucking crucify each other and jack each other off. Fucking freaks. What do you got there?
I think this is...
I'm done with the Philippines. Philippines, you're on my shit list now, you bunch of freaky religious nuts.
I bet you could get away with that same exact thing here.
You think?
I think.
Actually, now that you mention it, once in a while around here, down by Willow Glen, did you ever see that guy that would carry the cross? A big cross, but
really?
The cross had wheels on the bottom of it, so it
so
looked
he
like he
it?
Was carrying it, but he was really rolling it.
Just like pulling
yeah,
it with
he
a
would
rope.
Just walk like down the highway, just carrying his cross.
That
like
for just
fucking,
that's it?
Yeah. I saw him like two
Never
summers in a row, and I haven't seen him since.
We'll have to go find him this summer.
Oh, God, if he's back,
yeah.
I'll walk with him. You're like, man, I know. It's a hard cross to bear. I know.
I bet he could take that whole cross, too.
Oh, I bet.
See, I got disemboweled in pool.
Mm.
Wow. This is an older story, I think. A six-year-old girl who underwent a rare transplant surgery after her intestines were sucked out in a swimming pool has died in an Omaha hospital.
So she finally died. This happened a while ago, and it was
right.
actually...
She wasn't dead, though.
Chuck Palahniuk wrote a story about this a long time ago, I think, where somebody was diving in a pool, and their asshole got sucked into the pool filter thing where the suction is, and it sucked the intestines right out his ass. And the kid, like, got... Or I think the girl in this story actually got free somehow and, like, got out of the pool, and her parents saw, like, these intestines hanging out of her bathing suit. Like, it
Whoa.
Sucked them right out her ass. She probably
Could
got an
you
ass
imagine
transplant.
Seeing that?
Ugh.
What that would
Could
look
you imagine
like?
What that would feel like, dude? Getting your intestines sucked out of your asshole?
Probably feel lighter.
Oh my god, I couldn't imagine, like, oh,
that's
fuck,
a rectal
dude.
Prolapse.
Fucking serious prolapse.
Abigail Taylor's family said she died Thursday evening. Bob Bennett is an attorney for the Taylor family. He said Abigail's parents were with her when she died in Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha.
Yeah, they're probably sad because her dad tried to put the intestines back in with his dick. He's like, here, ding!
I was totally gonna.
That's right.
Yeah. We need
like,
to lay
we'll
off
get,
the ding.
We'll get those pushed back up there. And
yeah.
She's like, okay, daddy, whatever you say.
I don't think she'd feel that dick after all those intestines
yeah, right?
stretching out her asshole.
That's, oh, God.
Oh.
Loose.
Yeah. Omaha station KETV confirmed that Abigail died at the hospital where she had been under care since the operation. It is unclear whether an autopsy or exact cause of death would be sought or released.
Let's see. Cause of death. Your intestines sucked through your sphincter?
Yeah. My intestines came out of my ass.
That's like an inverted disembowelment. Like pulling them out that way instead of slicing the stomach open and letting them come out that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Abigail was injured when she sat on the pool drain and, yeah, injured? Really?
Yeah.
That's more than an injury.
Fucking scarred for life.
Yeah.
And I mean, you'll never be able to have anal. What? I mean,
ever.
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 What You're kind of guy's going to put up with that shit?
None. I know.
None. You better go be a lesbian where you can just scissor.
Right. Scissor.
Scissor.
And its powerful suction ripped out part of her intestinal tract on June 29th. She underwent transplant surgery in December at the Nebraska hospital to receive a new small bowel, liver, and pancreas.
Jesus.
That's...
You know, think after that, it's game over.
Yeah, it's like, just kill me, because I fucking lost that.
Okay, I'm willing to give you one transplant per life, but three, no, you're done. You're done.
Yeah,
but
you lost too many organs.
The only thing you're going to do is grow up with an affliction for painkillers and bitching, and that's
right?
it. Oh, what do you mean he won't get me ice cream? Do you know that I'm the girl that had my intestines pulled out of my asshole? Yeah, well, you're an idiot for trying to hump the fucking pool filter.
Good thing, yeah, I mean, you know, you might as well just let her die, because if she gets older and gets in a relationship, her fucking boyfriend's going to kill her anyway.
Oh, yeah,
so.
For sure. I'd have Gavorkian on speed dial if I was her mom or dad.
University of Nebraska Medical Center Chief of Transplantation, Dr. Alan Langus, said in December that Abigail was one of the oldest patients he's seen to receive such a transplant. She's six.
One of the oldest?
Yeah, she's 6 years old.
Wow. You know what they use those transplants for a lot then?
Huh.
Pedos that just totally destroy little
the
kids
inside.
Like,
right?
I mean, if you're a 5 month old, like that other story we read,
one guy that
and you get raped when you're five, that's gonna tear the shit out of you. I bet.
Yeah.
I bet
well,
you.
Your body's so short too.
I mean,
that's gonna hit some internal organs for sure.
And if it doesn't come back out full of blood and intestines, then
either that, or she's fine because he has tiny dick. Because obviously
that
he's not getting laid with his wife.
Obviously.
Know? The girl's father said she was in and out of it after the transplant.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
no, Dad,
I
feel great. Oh, brand new intestine. I'm like the bionic woman. I can crap for a fucking mile. No problem.
After the injury, Abigail had to get her nourishment through an intravenous tube. If successful, the transplant should have allowed her to eat just like any other kid. Why couldn't she eat normally?
Because there's no lower
intestine. Oh, no intestines,
where's
right.
Where's it going to go?
Yeah.
It gets there and it just stops. That's probably how she died. She probably just exploded.
Oh, no, it probably just died just because it didn't really work, some infection
or
something.
Yeah, well, what probably happened was her body just rejected. I mean, that's three transplants. That's a lot of foreign objects going in you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Your body's bound to reject one of them.
Right. Well, and that happens all the time, too.
Yeah.
She later suffered setbacks, including a cancerous condition sometimes triggered by organ transplants. In 2006, there were 96 pediatric small bowel transplants performed at 16 medical centers in the United States, according to the UNMC. That's a lot. 96?
See, all those people, I mean, what are you doing?
Getting
what are
fucked
you
in the ass by pedos. That's what they're doing.
I mean, what did you do to get yourself so fucked up? I bet most of them were alcoholics, so they needed a new liver. If you're on the fucking liver transplant list because you drank too much, just fucking die. No, fucking die. Give the liver to someone that got in an accident or something.
A lot of those people don't get the transplants.
I would hope not.
Because they know that's why it's like that. So if they think you're going to do it again, they won't give
you it. Yeah, I can just keep getting totally wasted and I'll just get a new liver every couple of years. No fucking thanks.
Yeah.
We don't need you in this world.
Because they won't. That stuff's kind of hard to come by. They're not just going to let anyone have it. They're going to make sure that person's taken care of it.
Yeah, until they start using stem cells and fucking growing everyone their own set. Like that movie, The Island.
Yeah.
Where they grow people just to harvest the parts
organs?
That they need. Yeah, that was a fucking weird movie.
Yeah,
man.
That was crazy.
I mean, could you imagine being a clone and,
that just
blows my mind.
Well, if I, because whenever I watch movies, I always try and put myself in their position.
Well, yeah, that's.
And that's, yeah, that was fucking, whoa.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
I mean, even to just be like a friend to Steve Buscemi, like that would just blow my mind.
Yeah,
I'd
blow my mind,
it's like,
too.
Steve, quit moving around so fucking much.
The busiest program was Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, performing 22 in the second. Busiest program was the Nebraska Medical Center, performing 14. The Nebraska Medical Center has performed about 4,800 solid organ transplants since the transplant program started in 1985. That was boring. I didn't,
that's a lot. Anything
yeah, I
else?
Didn't really need to read that, though.
Yeah. So basically, she died. She got her bowels sucked out through her asshole,
right.
And she's
they couldn't
dead
save
now.
Her, because when that happens, you're fucked. You might
no
as well not even try.
Big loss there.
And then that's just another fucking, what was it, pancreas?
Another one bites the dust?
Well, yeah. Those are some organs gone that someone could have used and probably not, you know,
yep.
lost.
And that's what you get for having parents that just let you swim by yourself. Fucking... Yep. Dumb shit.
No, no, maybe she was getting raped in the ass for a long time. That's why it was so easy for it to get sucked
it,
out.
It didn't actually
so
get sucked out. It just fell out.
Right, because she was so stretched
oh,
out from
God.
Her daddy.
Good one, pedos. All right, well, let's move on
Does
from
that...
the strikingly
right.
disgusting to the large and obese. Police say obese relative may have crushed a boy. Bum, bum, bum.
That fucking deserves a point for that article.
La Jolla, Texas. A two-year-old boy who died with a fractured skull might have been accidentally crushed by a morbidly obese relative, authorities say.
Yeah,
that is
right?
a golden headline. Fuck, oh, wow.
I can't believe that actually
Honey,
happened.
Where's the kid? I don't know.
It's between my ass.
Oh, bleh.
Suffocated.
Fat.
Yeah, that's, fuck, it should be illegal to be fat if you're killing people.
Yeah,
that's a
right?
fucking weapon.
Yeah, oh, God. Investigators believe that the woman fell on the child who was pronounced dead Tuesday, said
oh,
Bobby Contreras.
Anyone to get fell on by her would be a goner.
Quote, it didn't look like there was any foul play from what I saw. But, I mean, what could you see? She's this big.
Yeah,
you didn't see anything.
As
you
soon
saw
as she
her.
Falls, it's gone.
Oh, God. An autopsy was scheduled with the cause of death to be announced Monday. The cause of death was your big fat fuck relative that sat on you.
Right.
God, it's like those little dogs that are always, like, trying to trip you because they walk by your feet and shit.
Yeah.
But when you're fat and a little kid, I mean, there's no contest. The fat person is going to destroy you.
I want to interview that fat lady and see how she feels.
She probably feels fat.
Right? God. She better fucking lose some
Point.
Weight after that. Cause...
No shit. She better just go to fucking jail.
She'd kill herself.
Hidalgo County Sheriff Lupe Trevino, who called the death, quote, suspicious, said he would wait for an announcement on the cause before deciding whether to file
cause
charges.
Cause of death? Fucking fat lady
your
falling on your head?
Your big fat mom?
Yeah.
The child was believed to have been dropped off by his mother to spend the day with the bedridden relative. Okay.
Oh,
now
she was
that,
bedridden?
That is your own fucking fault. You don't drop your fucking kids off to someone that's bedridden. Because and not
Wait.
Even bedridden because they're old. She's bedridden because she's fucking fat. You don't know when to say no. Oh, you want more Twinkies? Oh, I guess so. I'm not full yet. Well, no fucking shit, you're not full. You weigh 400 fucking pounds.
So wait,
Jesus,
if
fuck.
She's bedridden, how did she fall on the kid?
She probably
can't get
fucking
out of bed.
Fell out of bed. The
probably.
Kid was playing with her toys right
That's
under the
point.
Bed, talking to the lady. The lady fucking probably nodded out sleeping, rolled over, and douche.
Boom.
That's all she fucking wrote. Dude, I would put mom in jail for that one. I'm sorry. Mom and bedridden fat ass fucking relative.
I don't know. They should just be shot for that.
Both of them.
Because I don't, you know.
Fucking
whatever.
God, you fat motherfuckers. Fucking walk. Take a fucking walk. Preferably a long one off a real fucking short pier or something.
Yeah.
I hate
Jump off
you.
A tall
oh,
building, please. Run into
I
a knife.
I'm so sick of smelling you and having to maneuver around you in fucking Walmart because you take up the whole fucking aisle. Stay home if you're going to be fat like that. Stay the fuck home.
Well, she was staying home.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Oh, God.
Okay, should we move on?
Yes, please.
All right. Mesa, Arizona. A 28-year-old old
Mesa?
Mesa?
Think Black Mesa Lab. Half-Life? Half-Life 2?
Oh, right. Half-Life.
Gordon Freeman?
Yeah, I love that
game. Oh, hello, Gordon.
That's a good game. Did
I
you solve
it.
That game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you play Episode 1 or Episode 2?
The one that you play as Barney? The security guy that you play from his point of view?
Really?
Are you talking Half-Life 2?
I'm talking Half-Life 2.
Oh, yeah, I've played...
Oh, okay.
The That's main game. Yeah. End geek.
Yeah, that was totally off fucking... You should play episode 1 and 2, though, because
nice.
Those are good.
Maybe I'm going to as soon as we're done with this. All
right.
All right.
28-year-old Mesa...
You
want to
read the headline?
Yeah. Man rapes 93-year-old.
Oh.
That's all. Yeah, if you're not 93 years old as well and you're raping her, that's fucked.
But can you really rape a 93-year-old? You would think a 93-year-old would be like, ah, bring it on, Sonny.
Yeah, because she probably hasn't gotten it
exactly.
forever.
Exactly. You can't rape the willing or right. the incontinent.
I don't know. She'd probably be scared. She'd be like, what's going on? I don't know. What's going on?
I've never had sex before.
Right. Okay, maybe I should, like, read this now.
Go for it. Do it.
A 28-year-old Mesa man has been arrested in connection with the rape of a 93-year-old woman who activated her medical alert bracelet to summon help from her family, police said.
It went a little something like this. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I'm
oh,
being raped.
No. I'm getting raped, and I can't get up.
Yeah. He obviously
oh,
got
God,
it up.
Old people. Oh, look out. Coming up for the lead. Points, sir.
See,
that was a brutal point.
That was a brutal point. Fuck. Peter Cupis was booked on 2 counts of sexual assault, 1 count of kidnapping to commit a sexual offense.
And 1 count of being really fucking creepy.
Yeah, just because that's fucked up. You're going to jail. And
oh,
1 count
God.
Of burglary and 1 count of sexual abuse.
He robbed her innocence.
Nice.
Oh, God. That's so disgusting.
That
Could
is
you?
Gross.
Okay, let's put yourself in this guy's shoes. What would you fucking walk in? You're there doing a house call, bringing the lady her medicine. She's there all by herself. The lights are dim. Candles are lit. She's in the bath, taking a bubble bath. You, A.
And I'm this guy?
Yeah, and you're this guy.
Okay.
So how do you do it? You just walk in and you're like, so I hear you're old and wanna fuck, or... Do you just, like, knock her over the head and start raping her?
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how I would do it either, because I've never done that.
I mean, a 93-year-old, you don't think it'd take much.
It wouldn't be hard. You'd probably just grab her and then just
right?
you know, kind of do whatever
she
you
just
want.
Bruises.
She can't fight back, you know?
Oh, God.
She doesn't really have any
That's
strength.
So horrible.
Let's see, where am I? The victim suffered physical injuries during the struggle and received medical treatment, police said.
Unfortunately, nothing could be done about her pride.
Oh,
oh
wow. This is a guy that needs that fucking thing on his pecker to, you know,
right,
impale
whenever
it.
He sees an old person,
Dude,
he gets
Dude, if
hard.
I was this guy, I'd want to cut my own dick off for having
right?
sex with a 93-year-old.
Be like, really, penis? I would look at my dick, like, face
be
to
like,
face.
Really?
Be like, really?
You this? Made you made me do this?
And the dick goes, man, it's all that fucking nasty shit you look at on the internet. This
yeah,
is all that
totally.
Gets me off
his
anymore.
Dick was probably the one doing all the thinking in that
oh,
situation.
I'm sure
that's
it
how
was.
It always is.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Shit, man, for this hour we do the show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is all my dick talking right here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
So I know your dick better than I know you, huh?
Whoa.
Oh.
Weird?
That's kind of creepy.
Do you feel weird about
I
that?
I feel kind of weird about that.
Just think about all our listeners. You're listening to my dick.
Maybe it. Wow, that kind of goes good with our title. They're listening to our dicks, and
yeah.
it's called the Jam Hole.
That's right.
We're just
putting dicks in your ear and fucking what you heard.
Right, we're just sticking our dicks in the jam hole, and you're listening to
Boom.
It. Investigators said they believe that Cupis gained entry into the victim's home through a side door Thursday evening. So he broke
Bullshit.
In. That's why he got charged with burglary, because he broke in.
He knocked on the door. The old lady was like, who is it? And he's like, Schwan's man. And she let him in, and boom, he
yep.
fucking tackled her dick to the ass. And that was it.
He probably did fuck her in the ass, too.
Oh, you'd have to.
Right?
You would have to.
You would.
You fucking go into the pussy, and it's just like, poof, a bunch of dust.
Right?
God. I'd strap on the old fucking asbestos mask. You know that shit's
right?
old and shit
fucking
could cause cancer.
Shit flying around everywhere.
Ugh.
The victim heard the noise at the door, went to investigate, and was immediately attacked, detective
yeah,
said.
Yeah, he pounced on her.
He was like, whoa,
Holy
he knew
shit.
What he was going there for.
Pray.
A family member who arrived after responding to the medical alert prevented Cupis from leaving the home, police said.
Well, and this right here, you know she was a religious lady. Okay, if you guys believe in God, where is he? Why does shit
yeah.
like this happen? Why does
right?
shit like this happen? Because, oh, God's testing us? God's been testing us for 2,000 fucking years.
And you know what really
that
pisses me
off? That excuse is getting a little
You know
old.
What really grinds my gears,
What
Matt?
Grinds your gears, Braden?
It's all the fucking, like, rich, you know, actors and sports stars that are like, I just want to thank God for allowing me
right.
to do this. It's like,
right.
yeah, and everyone else a fucking shitty... poor loser that can't do shit.
But God
made
me.
You great.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Awesome, right.
I'm sure that was the
And all these
master
people are
plan.
Getting killed and shit while God's making you awesome and happy.
Yeah. God's saying, hey, it's okay to put those steroids in your arm. It's just going to enhance how you play.
Exactly.
This is so stupid. You people, oh, God. I wish I was a fucking cat sometimes so I could just ignore all you fucking idiots.
Or anything that's not human, almost.
Right?
Oh,
except
no, a
dog.
A cat would suck because you live with people.
Yeah, but you would just ignore them. When
right.
you're a cat,
you
I bet them. You're off. If you were a dog, though, you'd have your owners trying to fuck you, always making you do stupid
giving
tricks.
Giving you drugs. Well, that'd be sweet, I
Well,
guess.
Yeah,
get
that'd
drugs.
Be
all
right, I guess, but I don't know. People
I mean,
are idiots.
You know, people don't really give
Case
their cats
in
drugs.
Point.
Yeah. Officer arrived and took Cupis into custody without further incident.
So the cop walked in.
Just fucking arrested him.
Coitus interruptus.
Oh!
That's horrible. I would hate to have been that cop.
Well,
like,
I don't
you
know.
Roll in thinking some old lady just fell and couldn't get up, and you walk into some fucking 28-year-old laying
the pipe. No, see,
laying
a family
the pipe.
Member arrived first, and the family
oh,
member
shit.
Probably found them fucking.
And was like, Grandma, that's my boyfriend.
Wow.
Dude.
Cupis told officers that he was trying to help the victim after he saw her walking outside of her home.
Wow. Help her out to a little help in a dick.
Right? And I'll give her a help in a dick.
God, with a side order of creepy fucking nuts.
Well, look at that fucker. That's
oh,
totally, he's like some beaner.
If he's like a beaner, a Bayesian.
He's
a Bayesian, a beaner Asian.
Nice, that's great.
Thank you.
Investigators said they gathered evidence to support that an attack did occur and that Cupis was the perpetrator. Police have requested that Cupis be held without bond due to the violent nature of the offense and the fact that he lives in the same neighborhood as the victim.
Well, the police request that. The jam whore requests that this douchebag gets put to death.
I don't know. I'd rather
we should
just
start making requests.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd rather
can you kill him?
They should just impale his dick and make him live the rest of his life like that.
They
That'd
should
be so much
just,
worse.
Actually, they should make him work at a retirement home
oh.
and let him just rape all the other old people.
Wow.
I'll let him.
This is probably the same motherfucker that was taking the weird, nasty pictures of
no,
old people.
No, this is the guy that was downloading those pictures from the internet once they circulated.
Oh, and if this guy fucking gets out, he's totally going to be one of the fuckers that clicks on those hyperlinks.
Oh, yeah,
gets
yeah. Well, good thing he's already busted.
Yep.
It's really, though, a shame that he couldn't run through a few more old people.
Right. Well, should
all
right, we,
well, we're about an hour in. Let's just burn through this last
right.
story here. Woman's tortured death shocks town.
Oh, yeah, good thing it shocked the town. Otherwise, Alton, that'd be kind of weird.
Right? Like, yay!
Yeah, woo!
She's dead. She was a cunt.
I'm not shocked. I saw it coming.
Alton, Illinois. Banished to the basement, the 29-year-old mother with a childlike mind and another baby on the way
what?
Had little more than a thin rug and a mattress to call her own on the chilly concrete floor.
So she was pregnant?
This is why you have an abortion. You yourself, you live in a basement. You have a childlike mind.
Yeah. You can't take
a baby
care of a kid.
And another one on the way with your only possessions are a thin rug and a mattress. Have more fucking kids so they can keep you warm at night, you fucking creep. Jesus Christ. Dorothy Dixon ate what she could forage from the refrigerator upstairs where housemates used her for target practice with BBs, burned her with a glue gun, and doused her with scalding liquid that peeled away her skin.
Wow, that's brutal.
And that's what you get.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really her fault if she has a childlike mind. Her parents should have made sure that she never had kids. Because, one retard fucks another retard. They make, not a fucking normal person. They make another retard. Duh, you don't have good genes to begin with. Why are you passing them along?
Oh, no, maybe she's just fucked up from what's going on.
So just dump the chlorine in the gene pool and hope someone else does okay because your line ends right there. Fucking
Christ. I'm pretty sure she died.
That
anyway.
Grinds my gears. They torched what few clothes she had, so she walked around naked. They often pummeled her with an aluminum bat or metal handle. Dixon, 6 months pregnant, died after weeks of abuse. Police have charged 2 adults, 3 teenagers, and a 12-year-old boy with murder in the case that has repulsed many in this Mississippi River town. Quote, "This is heartbreaking," Police Lieutenant David Hayes said. "It was almost as though they were making fun of the abuse they were administering. This woman was almost living... It was almost like living in a prison."
I'm sure they were making fun of the abuse. They were having fun.
Yeah.
They were, no obviously.
Shit. Fucking crazy.
They were getting off on it.
Investigators, yeah, I bet they were. I bet one of them was his baby.
They probably like jerked off on her corpse and
fucking
shit
A.
after she died.
Investigators put much of the blame on Michelle Riley, 35, who they said befriended Dixon but pocketed monthly Social Security checks she got because of her developmental delays.
Yeah.
See, that's another reason you shouldn't give retards Social Security, because someone else is going to come in and just blow it all anyway.
Yeah, they're
you
not going
to
get
it. You might as well just
it.
Keep it for something else.
Give it to us instead.
Exactly. Fucking give it to us. All it takes is a dollar. Dixon saw little, if any, of the money, Hayes said. For months, she weathered the torment to keep a roof over her head and that of her year-old son, who weighed just 15 pounds when taken into state custody after his mom's death. Quote, I've never seen an almost conspiratorial effort by a group of people to continuously torture someone until she finally died, then not really show any remorse, Hayes said. It was just a slow, torturous, tragic way to die, blah, blah, blah.
Does
show
remorse?
I highly doubt Dorothy Dixon even knew she was dying. If you don't know that when you're getting killed that you're being killed,
you
should
die.
Just die.
Yeah,
that's
you need
it.
To be dead,
I'm
then.
Sorry for the lack of sympathy, but no.
I mean, I don't know. That the torture and shit, that's pretty rough, but she needed to die anyway.
Fuck, yeah.
At least they got that right.
See, that's what happened. If Kevorkian would have been there, none of this ever would have happened. She would have had a nice, sleepy death, and that would have been it.
Yep.
But then again, we wouldn't be reading about it.
That's
here
true.
On the
then
gym
we wouldn't
hold.
Have good stories to read, so.
Yep. Let's see. Everyone that was had anything to do with this is in jail on $1 million bond, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I don't even fucking
it's a pretty long
this.
Story, but
she,
we're already
okay,
an hour in.
Bottom line is, this retard had a couple of kids, was pretty much homeless, and some kids and an adult beat the shit out of her till she died. But she was retarded, so she didn't know she was dying. Now she's dead. Problem
Thank
solved.
Thank God if he exists.
All right. Well, that's about it for episode 14 of The Jam Hole. You guys, if you don't want to send us a message or anything like that, you can leave us comments on thejamhole.com. Each show, if you click on the show itself, like the header of the name, The Jam Hole, Ep 14, Ep 13, whatever, that'll take you to a page with the actual show notes, and then you can leave us a comment there. It's a lot easier than emailing if you guys are lazy.
Or MySpace, too.
Right.
A
well,
lot of
if,
people
if,
are doing
if, if you have anything you want to email us, info@thejamhole.com. Subscribe with iTunes. Our MySpace is myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. While you're on our show notes at thejamhole.com, make sure you click on the vote for us on Podcast Alley thing. We got, 16 votes now? I think we're 26th
yeah,
in
we're
the
number
comedy
26,
ranking,
right.
Which is not too bad considering we're only at 14 episodes now. So
and only have like 16 votes.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool, man. We'll take what we can get. Yeah. Everything else, just go to thejamhole.com. Or myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Thank you so much for listening. You good?
I'm good.
Jamming.
Take a minute now to hear me.
It ain't quite the ghetto, it ain't quite the hills, it ain't quite the products, but it got drug deals. It ain't quite the ghetto, it ain't quite the hills, it ain't quite the products, but still blood spills. It ain't quite the ghetto, it ain't quite the hills. Quite the projects. It ain't a phase, my way's born and raised. South Tacoma haze, evergreen ways pays. Where the crank hoes and track down murder victim lays. And eyewitnesses pray they see the next day. Shadows not followed by enemy sprays. Honest happens this way, round my way. Crank hoes and drug dealers, deviants and snitches. White trash parasites, scratch ticket wishes. Single beggars and swishers, hustlers and grifters, credit card scammers, felons on the lam, about to be chopped up on reservation land, existing tax free for as long as they can. Unlisted, unconstrained, ain't locked in no cuffs and chains, and some killers unobtained, and they operating free from law enforcement strain. Quite the hills, it ain't quite the products, but it got drug deals. It ain't quite the ghetto, it ain't quite the hills, it ain't quite the products, but still blood spills. 38th Street to Lincoln Districts. Times thank God Mr. drank us up and pissed it. Flushes out the system, never to be seen again. Dream again, establish self-esteem again. Let's wash away the bad. The mark, let my children play again. Run, laugh, scream again. But then again, the way it is now is the way it's always been. The deal's at the 7, from drugs to 11. Like, dude, I know. to be begone is all I see. I pray for those lost, that's honest R.I.P. Me, I'm 3D, I produce an MC. I fade the cop with MICs and I educate their mind. We're urban poetry, I'll rush you similar. Hit them subliminal, frontal lobe mineral. Tacoma's my home, take what I say literal. It ain't quite the ghetto, and it ain't quite the hills. It ain't quite the pockets, but it got drug deals. It ain't quite the ghetto, and it ain't quite the hills. It ain't quite the pockets, but still blood spills. It ain't quite the ghetto, and it ain't quite the hills. It ain't quite the pockets, but got drug deals. It ain't quite the ghetto, and it ain't quite the hills. It ain't quite the pockets, but still blood spills. The West got them gangsters, the South got the bounce. East got them poets, no quest to be announced.